Almost everybody seems to hate bug spray, and one of the best repellents around has a bad rap.
Well, DEET has always been sort of the gold standard.
Roger Nashy is chief of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention branch in Fort Collins that tracks the West Nile virus. When it was first detected in America in 1999, his group started promoting mosquito repellent to consumers.
And so we were getting some feedback from some surveys that a lot of people didn't like the DEET cosmetic factors. I mean, it's a great product, but a lot of people didn't like the way it felt, the way it smelled.
DEET may keep you from becoming a mosquito buffet. It can be greasy and smelly, sort of a cross between dirty feet and a chemical smell. It's also synthetic. That's why CDC researchers started looking into other options. They found one answer in oils derived from the Alaska yellow cedar tree. Inside a cramped but brightly lit laboratory, researcher Mark Dolan explains the power of one compound in the tree's oil called nucotone.
Just to give you an idea, it's got a fairly pleasant odor. So this is a 2% repellent formulation. It smells citrusy.
Like a grapefruit. Nucotone is food grade. So if you've ever had a Fresca, chances are you've already tasted nucotone. Dolan and his team are evaluating its efficacy so that it may someday be used in everything from personal bug sprays to something cities could use to control mosquito populations on a mass scale.
Nucotone has what's been determined to be a novel mode of action. So there's nothing currently registered on the market that kills the way this product does.
Nucotone knocks down mosquitoes and ticks because it blocks a particular receptor on insects' nerve cells, making them hyperactive. Mosquitoes can actually vibrate themselves to death. By contrast, DEET works as a repellent, simply confusing the insect sensors. It's novel properties like this one that's capturing the attention of the obscure but billion-dollar flavor and fragrance industry.
And I think one of the things that's most interesting about these molecules is that in many cases they're extremely safe.
Seth Goldblum is with Allelix, which signed a licensing agreement with the CDC this year for commercial product development. Goldblum says his company has honed a way to produce nucotone by using a fermentation process in the lab.
In that way, we can make them in higher quality and at a lower cost than if you had to try to isolate them from nature.
This is important because it means that nucotone could one day become part of mainstream insecticidal soaps, lotions, and sunscreens. And that's good news for those who hate applying bug repellent. The CDC's Mark Dolan.
Hopefully, if we can come up with these, these soaps and lotions that people can use and make part of their everyday routine, they don't have to make that conscious effort of putting on a repellent.
That's beneficial in Colorado, where West Nile virus is a threat, and perhaps even more useful for those along the East Coast who have to worry about Lyme disease carried by ticks. While a nucotone product isn't expected for a few years, he's recently been testing it on lice, and he started ramping up bed bug colonies for future testing. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.